The opinions expressed on Three's Company are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hello and what's up, everyone? Episode 5 here of Three's Company. I'm Anthony Marinoff. Alongside me are my two favorite hosts, Evan Davis and Chris Capone. The usual staff here, back again at the time of recording, Monday, November 18th. And man, so much stuff's happening. We're going to talk about the NBA Cup kicking off. You know, it's a little bit of stuff about that. Highlight a couple of players that we've seen just go crazy and early in the season. Talk about tanking a little bit and some notable streaks going on. But first off, NBA Cup underway. Couple of teams surprising me here. I'm going to start off Detroit Pistons 2-0. Kind of crazy to be saying that. I know they would get better. One of those wins is against the Raptors, but. You know, a couple of teams, man, they're playing hard for this.
Yeah, so the Pistons so far have been one of the most surprising teams just because, you know, beating Miami off of, you know, Eric Spoelstra having just an absolute brain fart and forgetting that they don't have any timeouts, leading to a technical free throw for the Pistons to win the game was such an insane, massive collapse for them to, you know, they basically had the game going to overtime locked in. And then Eric Spoelstra just forgets, oh, we don't have any timeouts. But it's not even that.
I think it was a tie game already. And then Durin off the inbound. Did he tie it up or did he hit the go-ahead bucket?
He tied it up.
Oh, okay, so I'm wrong. Wow.
Yeah. Eric Spoelstra
I'm remembering it correctly. Yeah, I do remember seeing that, though. That was so bad.
Yeah, and so now that group looks like it's going to be running through Detroit because obviously the Raptors aren't going to be a factor in that group at all. And Milwaukee, you never know what's going on with them.
All we do know, they suck.
Yeah, but the Pistons, what they need is a better point differential. They're currently leading the group, but their point differential is only at +6. Meanwhile, the Heat and the Bucks are both at 14 and 11, respectively. And, you know, as games start going on, we still have games tomorrow and games Friday and the week after that. There's still a lot of games left to be played in the NBA Cup.
Yeah, I was kind of just surprised, but like the Pistons have also just been playing like really well this entire year. I don't really think we had them on our radar just given the fact that, you know, they let go of Monty Williams after giving him a really big commitment in terms of a contract, and
it's for time too. It's like 7 years, like
I think it was like 6 years, $75 million.
Oh yeah, some, it was crazy. Yeah, long, it was crazy, a lot of money.
It was a lot. But yeah, like to your point, though, like the Pistons, although they're 2-0, everything is about point differential. But I just think overall they've been really good. I think like another team that has really just been shocking, and you know, we talk about the NBA Cup. I still think like even though the Oklahoma City Thunder have dealt with so many injuries, like the fact that they're still remaining competitive and even blowing out teams. Like I know the game against the Clippers a couple nights ago got pretty close, but the Thunder were up by a large margin for a good chunk of the game. I think when we also just look at maybe even like a disappointing team, I think overall just, as I just said, the Clippers have been super disappointing and they got blown out in their lone NBA Cup game to the Houston Rockets, 125-104. James Harden just looks old and tired. Norman Powell's been shooting the lights out of the basketball, but outside of those two,
Harden, he's having to manage the whole team though. Like you can't fault him that much. I know he's old, but he's still having a great season.
Yeah.
He's having a great time. He has nobody else other than Norm. Also played pretty bad, I'm pretty sure, in that game against Houston.
Yeah.
I might have been next game against OKC, but I'm pretty sure it was against Houston where Norm kind of came back down to earth a little.
Yeah, but I think when you look at it, I mean, even the Rockets, they have just been – they've been really good as well throughout this entire season. And, I mean, they have a pretty manageable group schedule. They got Portland, Minnesota, and Sacramento. Like, they could easily finish 3-1 in the group play.
Atlanta, too, though. Also 2-0. Atlanta, they beat Boston, which is crazy. We're going to get to that in a second. In Boston.
Without Trae Young, I think. Was it without Trae Young?
Yeah, exactly. It was without Trae Young. Their group is Atlanta, Cleveland, Boston, Washington, and Chicago. Washington, bum team. They've lost 8 in a row now. Obviously, you know, that's a freebie. Chicago is a spicy team, man. They're 5-9, but a lot of the games are kind of close, or at least they keep it close until, like, the end. Boston, obviously, and Cleveland. Those are the two best teams in the league. And yet they're sitting atop of the standings right now. Now, most likely doesn't finish like that, but still, like, huge win there. Anyways, talk briefly about the Hawks. How about Dyson Daniels? Oh
Oh my
my God.
God.
Four straight games with 6+ steals. One of those, by the way, with 7. He had a career high 28 in the win versus Boston. He's insane. It's nuts. He's averaging 3.8 steals per game, and right now he's on pace to have over 600 deflections.
That's just
You know what the previous record is for deflections in a season since they've been counting it?
425, I'll say.
Chris, go.
I think it's like 370.
It's I think th from what I remember, 302.
Jeez, that's
He's okay now. Obviously,
it's
on
pace,
pace,
like.
exactly. It's gonna come down, but man, he has been unreal. He's getting like I see everybody talking about this guy, like one of the most like premier perimeter defenders, like one of the best in the league, like, if not the best in the league right now. Like he's going off, like it's crazy. It's so wild to see how much a change of scenery can do for you.
Yeah, I think I mean, you even look at this like the trade in a vacuum, just of like, you know how Steve Dangle does his trade tree, and you look at this, it starts off with the Lakers and the Pelicans trade. That first round pick that the Pelicans got from the Lakers turned into Dyson Daniels, and then the Pelicans got greedy and decided to trade for DeJounte Murray, giving up Dyson Daniels. And obviously, I don't think their front office maybe expected a 10-point per game leap and only playing 11 more minutes a game. But I mean, Dyson Daniels is only 21 years old, and he is a serious argument for, I mean, even defensive player of the year. Like, if the Hawks finish within the top 6 seeds of the East, like, I could totally see him, Dyson Daniels, getting some serious consideration. He's going to make first team All NBA, I think, if he continues this
Defense,
pace.
defense,
Or
defense.
first team defense, I mean, not first team All
Well,
NBA,
all
first
NBA
team.
would have been crazy.
Sorry, first team all defense for sure. Even if he slows down a tick, like he's going to make that
He's gonna be on
team.
an all defensive team, first or
Yeah,
second. Like
first or
this,
second.
yeah. Barring
But
injuries, of course.
knock on wood. But like, you watch him play, and like I used to, I mean, you really have no reason to watch the Atlanta Hawks play, but now you do. And I mean, he's just locking people up on defense. It's insane. Like to have, what is it, like 25 steals in 4 games?
It is an insane, leap for him. And when it was his rookie year, the Raptors were really struggling. I was putting up trade packages trying to find a way to get Dyson Daniels to Toronto, because
Okay, LeBron.
I was in love with his game, his style of play. And I thought, similar to what the Pelicans ended up trading for DeJounte Murray, I was thinking the same thing, where Larry Nance, salary filler, and Dyson Daniels would have been the perfect way to, get rid of Fred VanVleet's expiring contract and put it over in New Orleans. And I
God, could
really
you
wanted Dyson
imagine?
Daniels badly, just because he's always been such, he's 6'8" at the point guard position. And now he's playing shooting guard, obviously, because of Trae Young, but
Yeah.
he is 6'8" and could play the guard and the lead guard. And I thought, this guy is too good to be, getting such a little amount of minutes on a New Orleans team that needed guard play. So I thought there was a genuine chance that the Raptors could look to, obtain him. And now, Atlanta made the right move trading DeJounte and getting Dyson Daniels in return, because he has been insanely good to start this year.
I know, like, I don't want to get too far off track on, like, based off a rundown, but like, are the Pelicans not one of the worst run teams in the
They
NBA?
have been for so
It
long.
just it feels like every move they like, even
They just shoot
deferring,
themselves in the foot. That's
yeah,
what they
like they
do.
deferred the pick this year to the Lakers, allowed them to get Dalton Knecht, who put 27 points on
No,
them.
you can't fault them
Come
for that though.
on,
Well, you
come
can't.
on.
Like 2025 is known to be a stacked class, and
Yeah,
2024
okay,
is known to
fine.
be one
That's
of the worst
fair.
in recent history.
That's fair.
Can't blame them for that.
I'm just saying, it's kind of funny how the pick that they used to defer ended up
Yeah,
putting up a
yeah.
career high. Then you look at the DeJounte Murray trade. Like,
He
although
broke his
it's
hand. He broke his. It's the
no,
first game. He
but
only played the one.
I'm just saying, like, but you even text me, I think, like before, like even when
Yeah,
that trade happened,
stylistically, it
saying
doesn't fit.
you're just like, it doesn't fit. Because okay, when everyone's healthy, DeJounte Murray, CJ McCollum, Brandon Ingram, Zion Williamson, who's creating their own shot in the perimeter like outside of Brandon Ingram. Like
Like
DeJounte
CJ
Murray,
kind of can. Like he no,
he
CJ can do
can,
it.
but he's
He can
also
do it.
like hot and cold. Like when he's on,
That's
he's
true.
on, but when he's not, he's not. And Zion lives in the post. Brandon Ingram can create separation, but like DeJounte Murray isn't known to be a great 3-point shooter. And not to say Dyson Daniels is a great 3-point shooter, he's struggling within himself. But it's just like if you wanted to use Dyson Daniels in a trade package to get a big piece, I don't think it makes sense. And none of those guys are healthy anyways.
Yeah. And
Crazy.
that's one of the things where it comes to the Pelicans where I say, obviously health is a huge factor into it. And, when your star player is Zion and he isn't able to stay healthy, at what point is it, what point is it the own fault of the team or like there's only so much you can
Well,
do?
it's everybody's injured. Like every
Yeah.
literally everybody. Like Brandon Ingram had a big injury a couple years ago with a toe. He just could not play. Zion's always hurt. CJ's has injuries here and there. Like he's been out the last 3 weeks. Now DeJounte's hurt. He broke his hand. That's a freak injury. I understand. But and now Jose Alvarado hamstring. Like they've
Yeah.
that team has had injuries every single year plaguing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just unlucky at that point where there's some of these freak injuries, but sometimes you're going to need to plan around this and make trades and say, okay, well, we have an asset who's like Zion, who you're going to have to eventually figure out something and say, maybe he just got to get moved. You got to take what value you can get before he eventually leaves in free
Just don't
agency
think he
somewhere.
has any. Like
Yeah. But like there'll be somebody. There's got to be
somebody's good.
somebody.
Somebody would pay for him, and you'll get good
Yeah.
return on him. Not as much as you want, but you'll get something.
Yeah,
Like Zion
you'll
would have
get
been.
something. That's fair. Yeah.
Anyways, moving on. OKC, Chet went down with that big injury we saw last week. Talked about it a little bit. They are now rolling with no centers. Their tallest guy in their starting lineup is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 6'6", or it might be 6'7". I don't forget what he's listed at.
Yeah.
NBA changes that stuff every year.
Yeah.
But they are 3-1 since, the no center. They beat the Clippers by six, close game. They beat the Pels handedly. They beat the Suns in a they locked them up. And
Yeah.
then they lost to the Mavericks by two, almost came back.
Yeah.
They were down, I think it was they're yeah, they were down.
They're down eight.
They were down eight and within the last minute, and it was a 2-point game. They had a chance to actually they had a chance. Lou Dort got the shot off to win the game. It was way short, but still. 3-1, man. That's kind of crazy. Like no center and they're playing well.
The Lakers need a center. No, I mean, I know they just signed someone off of, I can't remember whose G League.
The Raptors 905, Brandon
Yeah, the
Carlson.
Raptors. Yeah. I know he's been out of the league for a while, but I was always thinking like Dwight Howard, like all he needs
Hey,
to like,
man, he wants to come back.
I've literally thought like it seems like it wouldn't even cost anything to get him on your team. Like, and he looks like he's still in fairly good shape. Like, all he has to do is catch lobs and just grab a rebound. Like, there's really not much to ask of him. Like, this floor is
It
already
doesn't hurt.
spaced. Yeah, I mean, like, the floor is already spaced in OKC because they already have solid 3-point shooters. Like, they just need a big body. And I mean, good for them. I don't think this is going to be sustainable whatsoever, but they had like Jalen Williams at the five, they've had Lu Dort at the five. It's very interesting, but I think they're gonna have to figure something out sooner rather than later, and maybe cut someone, like maybe cut a player from their active roster and
Yeah.
just throw in someone else. I mean, they're gonna have to figure it out something with the Raptors 905 guy.
Yeah, there's a wide variety of free agents who are still out there. Bismack Biyombo was on the team last year to fill in center minutes that were lost. And JaVale McGee's a free agent. I don't know how much you want from him, but still, there's some free agent centers that
JaVale's
are.
contributed a lot to championship teams. Let's not forget that he might be like on the Shaq kind of fool, but that guy has a very
No, I
respectable
love him.
career.
Yeah, JaVale's still out there. He's 36 now.
Even
He's
Moses Brown. Like Moses Brown is a solid center.
the worst free throw shooting percentage and worst form I've ever seen.
Oh
But
my God, it's
who
so bad.
cares? Just
Yeah.
get a board
Well, I
and
mean,
get
he
out
signed
of.
that like crazy, like long deal with them. It was a very small amount of money, but I just remember that he's on the team
Yeah.
or somewhere in that system.
Moses Brown's a free agent.
But
Oh,
yeah.
he must have got waived.
Yeah,
Yeah,
he
he
was
used to
on
be
the
on the
Knicks.
Clipper
He
or yeah, the.
was on the Knicks in the preseason and then got waived.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on. De'Aaron Fox, crazy quick topic here. had a 60 burger, quite a 60 piece. They still lost, which sucks. And then he dropped 49 the next day, back to back. 109 points in 24 hours. That is nuts.
Crazy.
And like he's crazy clutch in these games. Like he in that 49 point game, he was 14 of 19 from the line. One free throw away from 50. Would have been crazy.
He missed three of his last four. It was like
Yeah.
I wanted Bro to hit 50, but he just kept
He
missing
didn't
too
want to.
much.
He didn't
Yeah.
want to.
Yeah.
It was
Yeah.
wild. It was crazy.
49 sounds cooler. I almost
Another.
wanted it to go to overtime at that point.
Yeah, that would have been sick. And just to see him get to 50, man. Maybe even
Yeah.
60 again. That would have been crazy too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another crazy thing. James Harden, second all time now to Ray Allen and all time three pointers made. James Harden gotta be one of the most underrated shooters ever, and nobody talks about this guy. Now I know he doesn't show up in the playoffs a lot of the times, and he's had
Yeah.
some struggles, but still, like he
All the time.
crazy. Well, okay, but he crazy career for the guy. Like he almost broke the record in Houston where everything started. He was 1-3 away. He tied it there. He went 3 of 9. He broke it the next game against Utah, which was last night. But yeah, man, second all time. Just crazy, crazy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, not shooting great from three this year though.
Did you see
Yeah.
the did you see the thing where he says he considers himself number
Yeah,
one
he's
all
like, because
time?
he's like Curry's not in the question. Like
Yeah, Curry doesn't count.
that's how great Curry is, that he's like he doesn't count in the conversation.
But still, I
He
think there's a difference. Like, there's
was
no
love.
shot. There's no shot I think anyone gets to where Steph got. And it's just like the amount of three Steph takes and the amount of the clip he shoots it at, you know, for his
Yeah.
career, shooting nine threes a game at almost 43%.
It's
James has done
nuts.
it. James has done it where he's shooting
12 threes a game.
36% for his career on 7.5 attempts per game. And it's like, of course, he's going to be up there just because of the sheer amount of volume he puts up. But I don't really see him as one of the best shooters. I see him as a volume shooter who shoots a lot of threes, but I don't see him as one of the best shooters. If you're the one of the best shooters, you have to have a high percentage and a high clip,
Yeah.
like over 40% for a certain amount of time, like Kyle Korver, like a Ray Allen, like a Steph, somebody who can shoot over 40% at a high clip compared to where the rest of the league is at.
Yeah, because I think like when you look at James Harden, it took him closer to 100 games more than it's taken Steph Curry. Obviously, Curry's taken like 700. It's taken Curry less time because he's taken 700 more threes over his career, but he's also shooting it at a 43% clip from his career compared to Harden at
You gotta
36%.
remember though, Harden was also coming off the bench his first few years, right? So he
Yeah.
didn't have
Yeah,
that
no,
same
I know. I
opportunity.
know. I'm just looking at percentage wise though. Like just looking at that. I mean,
Percentage
no.
is fair. It's
Yeah.
fair. But
Well, yeah, that's why I said like it doesn't matter at the 100 games more because Curry's taken 700 more threes. But like people were saying, why wasn't Harden idolized in the same way as Curry was when Curry became the leader? It's like, well, because Curry became the leader and James Harden is now second. And either way, like in terms of field goals made, like he still has a long way to go, as Chris alluded to. Like Curry's made nearly a 200 more three, or almost 1,000 more threes than Harden.
yeah, and they're both still in the same, they're still the same age and still in the same league. Like, there's no way Harden ever passes Curry unless Curry retires like next year and Harden plays five more
For
years.
next week.
Yeah.
Now, some notable winning and losing streaks. Each of you guys, just give me one briefly. What's one that you've seen?
The Lakers 5-game winning streak.
Yeah, pretty big for them. They
I
were
got.
they're 9-4 now at 500. Now 9-4. Good for them,
Yeah.
man.
I mean, you talked about like the JB Bickerstaff. Like, a lot of these new coaches are actually doing like pretty well out of the gate. Like, I love JJ Redick and his coaching style.
Yeah.
He was first tech.
Yeah. That's what I like to
Definitely.
see, though. Protect his son, Austin Reeves, man. He's
Oh
got
my
to protect.
God.
I mean,
Chris?
we can't be talking about notable streaks and not be talking about Cleveland. Only four teams have made it to 15-0 so far in to start a season, and the Cleveland Cavaliers are one of them this year. Beat the Hornets on a back-to-back last night without Donovan Mitchell playing. They got a big test tomorrow coming up against the Boston Celtics on the road. It's going to be a real big test for them to see if they can keep that going. But if they can get past Boston, They have a pretty nice schedule
You
for
got
the
the
next four
record.
games after that.
Oh, no, maybe not. The record's
They can't.
29.
Yeah, the
It's
record's
29.
Golden State. They can't beat
No,
that.
it's not Golden State.
I thought it was.
No, it's or it's 27 or 29. I think it's by the Lakers years ago. Golden State was 24. I
Yeah,
know
I think it
that.
was the Lakers, like with Jerry West
Yeah,
and
back in the day.
yeah.
For me, going into our next topic, it's the Raptors. Lost seven in a row. That's pretty damn horrible. But
Capture the
they're
flag.
tanking. All
Capture the
right, capture the flag.
flag.
And you know what? They're doing it the right way, man. They're keeping games competitive and keeping games fun. And they're playing their guys. Like, everybody's getting opportunity. And
And
that's
then
just
we
what I love.
lose.
Like, yeah, I know we suck. And you know what? I hate losing. But guess what? You guys are playing well and you're making games interesting. That's what matters. You're not getting blown up by 40 every game. Some games, obviously, it's gonna happen, but like they've had some good games, and I'm just happy to see that, man.
I think Philly and Sacramento have some explaining to do as to why they are the lone victims of the Toronto Raptors.
Well,
Yeah.
Philly just a bunch of bums, and
And
at
Sacramento, it was on
the
Vince
time,
Carter's jersey retirement night. The Raptors
yeah,
had,
you had
a
to
little
win.
extra
You had to
flair.
win. Yeah, you can't
Yeah.
lose that game, bro.
They were trying to
That's
lose
true.
it, though. RJ missed so many free throws down the end of the stretch in
Bro, that was so bad. And then, yeah, that
that game.
Drake and
Just
DeMar
not.
beef, that was so
Yeah.
stupid, man.
Just nonchalantly drops me trying to miss the
Yeah.
game. What a joke.
Oh.
But anyway, that does it for us at Three's Company. Thank you very much for tuning in. We will be back for our sixth and final week next week. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be back soon.